Welcome back to my podcast. Today I have
her mom, Erica Roberts. What's up? What's up? What's up?
Okay, today I'm going to be asking 15 questions about living in Camden, New Jersey. Are you ready?
Yes.
First question, were you born and raised in Camden, New Jersey?
Yes, ma'am.
If you live in Camden, do you plan on staying? If you don't, have you or do you ever plan on visiting?
I plan on staying until I get older and Anya gets out of high school, and maybe I'll move down south and looking into Atlanta, Georgia, around that area. Yes, I always come visit back in my hometown.
Okay. How does the way people talk about Camden, New Jersey make you feel?
It really bothers me because I was born and raised and lived here. I can't say I lived here all my life because I left for about 10 years, but then I eventually came back. It really bothers me because Camden is not all bad. You can't believe everything you hear on the news.
So have you ever slipped up and said, corrected somebody about the way they talk about Camden?
No. I don't correct them, but I do tell them that I've never experienced anything. Nothing has ever came to my doorstep.
Okay. If somebody asked you to describe Camden, how would you describe it?
Definitely hood. As far as hood, I mean, the people here have never really seen any better, so they don't know any better.
Do you think your surroundings affect who you are today?
I would say no, but I guess deep down it would. It makes you want more, especially for my kids. It makes me want more to show them more. To show them more, to let them know that there's more out here than just what they see on the streets of Camden.
What is the most offensive comment you have heard about Camden?
I mean, not saying that it's not all offensive, because everything you hear basically is what goes on here, but once you tell somebody you are from Camden, aren't you scared to live there? No. You can't be scared of what you are used to. They're scared because of what they see on the TV and hear, and because they're not around it.
Okay. When do you feel unsafe?
When I don't know.
Or do you ever feel unsafe?
Never feel unsafe. Feel unsafe and unbalanced when I possibly don't know if I hear something that's going on in Camden and I don't know my kids' whereabouts. So not even for myself, it's just for my children.
Where have you traveled?
Haven't really traveled much. Been down south several times. Georgia, Florida. A couple years ago, I went to Jamaica, Cuba, Mexico. And then Corona hit, so I had to stop.
Okay.
Vegas.
Yeah. Any of the places that you visit, have they ever been worse than Camden?
Actually, yes. Cuba is rough. Probably not as bad as crime rate, but Cuba is much poorer than Camden.
Okay. Why do you think people speak so bad about Camden?
Because, again, they're not from here. They don't. They only go by what they see on the news. The news only give the bad, not the good.
What do you enjoy most about living in Camden?
Being around like people like yourself. Not as far as the rowdiness, the ignorance, and all of that, but it takes you back to your roots and your childhood, and just brings you back to where you came from.
Where do you wish to move to?
I keep saying down south, but I'll just keep saying that until I find something different.
So you don't have like a dream place to visit? Or
to visit, to live?
Yeah.
I guess that would be Georgia. Okay. A slower pace.
Okay. Does Camden affect the person you are today?
I would like to say no, but everything in life is a cause and effect. I probably wouldn't be as strong or as driven if I wasn't from here.
Has Camden brought you any problems?
None at all.
Does Camden motivate you to want more?
It motivates me to want more, but also to do for those who are here and have less than I do.
Thank you for interviewing with me. I enjoyed speaking with you.
No problem.
Okay.
I holla.
Bye-bye.